Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he saw Dajjal. Among the major signs of Qiyamah will be the appearance of Dajjal. He will come in the time of the Mahdi, and he will be one of the greatest tests to face the Ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. O Allah, I seek your protection from the trial of Dajjal. You should make the same dua as well, and recite Surah Kahf on Fridays at least to be protected from Dajjal. Now, it is mentioned in the hadith that Dajjal will come at a time when people will stop speaking about him. Every Nabi that came warned his people about Dajjal. And Dajjal is a physical person. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he met him. Likewise, Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and explained a very, very strange incident that took place. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Sahaba and explained to them that now Tamim Dari has confirmed something that I have been telling you. Allah Ta'ala had opened up that world to them and allowed them to see Dajjal. How, what happened? They were traveling by ship and the ship got wrecked and they landed on an island, about 30 of them, some odd, and they saw an animal, a very strange animal, very hairy. They couldn't make out the front from the back. And that animal spoke to them and said that my master is there. He is waiting to see you. When they went to that place, that building, they found that Dajjal was chained up and he was in a crouching position, and he spoke to them and he asked them certain questions, and he said the time is coming very, very close when I will emerge. So Allah Ta'ala knows when that time is. However, we need to protect ourselves from Dajjal. We are very, very great trial. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, he will have curly hair, reddish skin, short in stature, a bit large in size, and initially he will claim to be a messenger, and thereafter he will claim godhood, that he is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will give him the ability to do certain miraculous feats, and this will be a great test. He will be able to make it rain. People who are less in wealth, it will be a very a time of great trial, drought, etc., economic recession, depression. So now people will be desperate, and those people whose animals are thin and lean and they believe in him, follow him, and their animals become fat and producing milk, they become wealthy. He will make shayateen and jinnah take the form of a person's parents that have passed away and sort of come out of the graves and speak to their children and tell them that to follow Dajjal. So it will be an emotional trial also, a physical trial, economic trial. It will be a trial in so many different ways. And many, many people will follow him, especially the Jews. The Jews will follow him in great numbers. It is mentioned that the woman also will fall for him, that a man will have to chain his woman up, keep them at home, and keep them away from him and from his trial. He will travel the earth very, very swiftly on a donkey, and he will be here for 40 days. The first day will be as long as a year, the second day as long as a month, the third day as long as a week, and thereafter the remaining days like normal days. There are two places that he won't be able to enter, Makkah and Medina. So he will stand outside Makkah and Medina. There will be angels protecting, and they won't allow him to enter. But there will be certain earthquakes that will take place, and then those people that are inside, that are not firm on Iman, not firm, then they will run out of Makkah, Medina, and that is how he will get hold of them and put them to trial. So these are some of the narrations that are mentioned in the hadith about Dajjal. And in the end, there will be a man that will challenge him. So this man will say to him that, I don't believe that you are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dajjal itself means an imposter, a deceiver. So then Dajjal will slice him into two and then walk between the two parts of his body to show the people that, see my power. And then he will fuse him again, bring him back together and bring him to life, so to say, and say that, now do you believe that I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he will say, now I have more iman that you are not Allah ta'ala, that you are a fake. And so Dajjal will have on one side of him a garden, and the other side a fire, but it is a deception. The garden is actually the fire, and the fire is actually the garden of Jannah. And he will take this man and he will fling him into the fire, which is actually put him into Jannat, he will be one of the greatest martyrs of the time. And after that, Dajjal won't be able to harm or do anything more. Isa alayhi salam will descend in Masjid al-Aqsa, and then it will be the time of Fajr. Salah will be performed. After the Salah, when the doors of Masjid al-Aqsa open, Dajjal will be standing there with his army of 70,000 Jews. And then when Dajjal will see Isa alayhi salam, he'll start to melt, physically melt, and he'll run away. And then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will chase him and say that I have one strike for you. And then he will catch him and at Bab al-Lud, and he will kill him there. But even if he didn't kill him, the hadith says that he would have melted to death, and he will kill him at that place, the Antichrist as they refer to him. So these are some of the narrations that come in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we need to do is make sure that we're seeking protection from Dajjal, because we don't know who can fall in his trap. And even our progenies also, Allah Ta'ala protect our families, our progenies, keep our iman firm. This is a time of trial and test for iman. Ulama say before Dajjal, there will be other Dajjals also. There will be other deceivers and different forms of deceit. Last night there was a talk. In the talk, Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained that one student came to him. He said one student came to him, and in his dream, the student is saying, Mufti Sahib, I saw a dream. And in my dream, I see that all the people that come on YouTube, they are with Dajjal. They are with Dajjal, and I'm also going with them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in my dream, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam miraculously pulled me towards him. I got saved. So Mufti Sahib was explaining that the social media, this YouTube, etc., this is corrupting the minds of people. And these are the agents of Dajjal, the agents of Shaitan. Dajjal is actually a Shaitan, the agent of Shaitan. And then they will take a person headlong to the fire of Jahannam. So Surah Kahf on a Friday, and seeking protection from Dajjal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.